This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your Q. And today, I am joined in the studio with Alan Painter, the owner of Premier Insurance, who sponsors the show, and Tiffany Faust, who is our marketing person here at Brook Communications and the News Review, because we are going to talk about changes. 2022, what's happening? What's new for Your Q in 2022? That's kind of catchy, actually. I should get a side job with this.
I'm poet pretty, and didn't know it.
Yeah, that was great.
So welcome you two, and thank you for both being here. And
thank you for having us.
Oh, absolutely. It's hard to.
Thanks for making me.
Yeah, I was just gonna say it's sometimes hard to get Alan in here. He's like, I used up all my charisma last time, so I'm like, oh goodness, what we do. But I just wanted to touch a little bit on what Your Q is all about and what it started out being, and where we're going with this. Oh, I'm just losing my headset here. So Your Q was started as a community outreach show with the key emphasis being celebrating, uplifting, and educating. And as you know, we talk about that each week, that's the emphasis for the local members of our community. So, but as we start 2022, a new year, a lot of people do resolutions or whatever that's called.
Resolutions. Yeah, we forget them by the end of the month.
I already forgot the word before I got to January 1. My bad. So as we start a new year, sometimes we reflect back on the past year, for us, the past 8 months since we started in April, and just see the possibilities of what the show could be. And we did kind of have our original mindset for the show and what we wanted to see happen with this show. And honestly, we didn't even know that it was happening.
Surprise.
Yeah. So we felt like, well, maybe we're not getting it out as much as we would like to, the mission statement of what it's about. But we also then kind of tweaked it. And that's the whole thing, is as you grow as individuals and you grow as people, or the show grows, you can really dial into what your strengths are, what maybe what your weaknesses are, or what really is the basis for what you're trying to accomplish. And so it still is Your Q for the celebrating, uplifting, and educating, but we're going to add some new pieces to that. So we want to talk about that a little bit. And last week we had the Premier family on. That was fun.
Yes, they actually showed up and talked.
You sang.
I sang a little bit.
It was very good.
Uh-huh.
We got a little encore concert the next day at the Christmas party. That was entertaining.
Oh, I also wanted to add that just throwing this out there, I am also from California, so you are not alone.
See? Oh. Me and Tiff against the whole Premier family. I like it.
She just threw you the preserver there. Always so kind. One of the things after the show last week, we had talked about our favorite moments and our favorite traditions or songs or all our different things that kind of are important to us around the holidays. And then the next night I went to church with my mom on Christmas Eve. And I remember sitting down in church and I looked at her. I'm like, all right, I'm ready to get my Christmas hymns on. I was all ready. I was jazzed. And Pastor Keith walks in and says, so for those of you who are, you know, here for the traditional Christmas Eve and Christmas hymn singing, we're going to do something a little different this year.
Uh-oh.
So I was like, oh, take all the air out of the room. So I'm like, oh, I'm ready. I'm ready for my hymns. I'm ready to go. I'm warmed up in the car on the way in. I'm ready to belt this out. I'm happy to say that we sang enough Christmas hymns, though, even with the change, that I was super happy and it was just a great service. But what some people don't know is that after having COVID and coming back, I was kind of like, I'm done with this, I'm done with that. I just kind of shut down a little bit. And Alan's like, take a couple months and let the emotions settle
down.
Yeah, breathe, you know, get through things and then make some decisions. So one of those was potentially not doing your queue anymore, which now it kind of makes me feel weird that I even thought about that.
It's heartbreaking for sure.
It kind of is sad now, honestly. But at church, Pastor talked about each different character of the nativity scene. And that particular night was about baby Jesus and about bringing light into the darkness. And that's one of the things that I originally talked about, I think, on the very first show of your queue, was actually that this was dark times that we were living in, and that this show was just to bring positivity and talk about the great things that are going on in our community and to be that light in the darkness. And then afterwards, when I talked to my mom, she's like, that just really seemed like that was talking about your radio show, and that it is a light in the darkness. And the whole time he was talking, I felt like that's what he was talking about. And I was like, to me, that's what I felt like he was talking about. And so it wasn't this radio show that he was talking about, but it does just mean shine your light, be positive every day, radiate that Christmas joy all year long. And it doesn't have to be about Christmas, but it just has to be radiating Christ through us. And so that's what I think that we can do here. So, you know, some of the things that we've talked about this year, our faith is our belief in the Lord, is our love for America, our veterans and patriotism. And so that's not going anywhere. We're still going to do that on your queue. That's what we're about.
We're stuck with that. Yeah. That's the heart and soul.
Thing.
Yeah. And so we're just going to embrace more of those things, and then also add in some new aspects. So really excited about that, but we're going to talk about that in the next segment and turn this over to Tiffany and that. But with thinking about reinventing your queue, or not reinventing it, but enhancing it. And
evolving.
It to
the show's evolving.
Evolving. Yes. Yeah, because we're not even a year old. We're still toddlers.
We still don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
And
I just
on
learned
the
how
note,
to press all the right buttons.
On the note of evolving, I just had an epiphany. I was thinking about my New Year's resolutions, and I'm like, resolution, that sounds like it's a problem that needs to be solved, right? And I'm like, okay, wait, there's something else here that is needed. And so I thought, you know what? I think New Year's evolutions are very significant. I think that New Year's evolutions are what makes New Year's resolutions. It's kind of right. What creates that fire to solve those problems, to create those goals that we have in our lives. And so that is just right on point with what you're saying.
Well, and that's exactly it, because, you know, as believers, we know that the Lord made us perfect. Okay, we're perfect in His eyes, but we're always trying to improve.
Yeah.
So we're not supposed to scrap everything and start over. We're just supposed to keep tweaking it and making us a little bit better each day. And that goes with the show, and that's what we're trying to do, make it evolve into something that's more bright for our community as a tool to show the love that we have for our community and what we have for each other.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is also good. This is also good and positive. I just love, love, love this so much. So super excited to just talk about the differences and things like that. So as you're evolving, you know, we had celebrating, uplifting, and educating, but that can also be the CUE can stand for other different things. So I kind of have some updates on that, I think. So C could stand for celebrating, caring, compassion, and finally community. And that's where one of the pieces we're going to talk about later is going to take a bigger part, I think. One website I was on the other day when I was thinking of things for this said, talked about the sense of community in four components. So it has membership, your residence, influence, fulfillments and needs, helping out your fellow neighbor, and emotional connection. So how we engage with each other and connect. The sense of community is the key characteristics of a successful community. Successful meaning that we're active, we're engaging with each other. It's a community that people want to visit and where members contribute on a regular basis. And that's where I think when Alan heard about the show and its evolution in the beginning with Tiffany and I, he's kind of like, well, that fits and aligns with our beliefs. We're active in the community. We're there for our clients/family members, because that's how we look at everybody. And just there to be a positive influence and contribute to our community.
Well, absolutely. You know, and what we've said over and over again, the strength of this community is that they step up. We help each other when we're in need. And part of the impetus in doing the show was, you know, we all want to do something. And sometimes all we have to do is shine the light on something that someone else is doing. And it's like, wow, that's a great idea. You know, I was inspired years ago when I heard about the gentleman who was going into Walmart paying off layaway. I had never thought about it. Mm-hmm. And yet that motivated me to go and do something similar. So that's kind of the thing about, hey, let's show what people are doing. Not so much to toot someone's horn, because most people who serve like that don't want that. Mm-hmm. But we want to honor those people and inspire everyone else who have a heart to serve that, hey, look at someone else is doing. You don't have to do the same thing, but build on it. Take that, run with it, and most importantly, share that with us so we can share that in the community on the show so someone else can be inspired. And it will feed each other, you know, and we can really continue to evolve the show and our community in doing so.
Just like the snow, the snowball effect. Yes. Somebody just get it started, and if it keeps rolling, and, you know, it's just, if you're around negative all the time, it will consume you. If you're around positive all the time, it's also going to consume you. But what a much better way to have that happen is to, you know, be out there. And so then the next part was the U, which we had for, what was U for? Celebrating uplifting. So uplifting, upbeat, useful, understanding. Okay, this is coming from the gal that can't remember her phone number.
Yeah, she forgot the phone number. Remember that, people.
Yeah.
Just Google it.
You're still from California. This show is meant to be positive, upbeat, and to unite the community by promoting good things happening in our community, like Alan just said, so we can learn about it. Get out there, good deeds. We want all your raves and none of the rants, because we're only going to talk positive and good things happening, because Lord knows we get inundated on the TV or the internet with the, I'm going to say, sensationalized and the unflattering parts
you
of
know,
life.
It's, and that's so true, too. It's isn't it crazy how good it feels to be lifted up, to have that light shared with us, but yet we live in a culture that is so prone to this negative, you know, sharing negative stuff. Like, for example, my 85-year-old grandpa just had COVID, and I was extremely scared because of what could potentially happen. Mm-hmm. And he had his oxygen levels through the whole time was better than mine. And I mean, that's incredible.
On a regular basis.
You know, and as I'm listening, you know, in on, you know, media news and whatnot, I'm just thinking to myself, like, gosh, how amazing would it be if stories like that were being shared? I
think. Well, and that is important, because, you know, we all need the news. We have
right.
to, you know,
that's, yes.
And so, unfortunately, there isn't a built-in filter. You're going to hear the negativity, the gray cloud. You know, and soon that gray cloud takes away the sunshine and, you know, kind of blocks it out. And that's why we all got to take a time out. And whether it be listening to our radio show, picking up our book, you got to get some light back in it. Because the reality is 90% of everything in our world is good. But they're not highlighting the good things. That's how this show was born, you know, to show you. So we can see and shine a little light and break up the gray cloud.
Yeah, so as much as you can get that word out of your mouth, you are sure good at that. That is what you do, Shannon.
You're
so
sweet. You're sweet. But I think that's important, and it's what drove me to try this. I mean, I'd never been behind the mic before. I'd never pushed the buttons, as I call it, you know, and I always joke, Tiffany knows, I say, you know, I'm just out here talking to my six. And that's what I call the audience, is my six, because when I first started, the only way I could get through that first show is only six people are listening. So now it's become my six. I'm going to go talk to my six.
Well, there better be seven. My wife better be listening.
Yeah.
Angie, you better be listening.
We might have not told her you were on today. Who knows? So on the last segment, which is E for educating, because I want to get through all the elements, is educating, entertaining, enriching, empowering, and encouraging. And I also add easygoing, because I'm pretty go with the flow, and also emotional because I do cry sometimes and I get my feelers.
That's an understatement.
We love you for it.
But no tears today. Everything's good. But we're going to take our first break and be right back in just a couple minutes. This is your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance. And we'll be back in a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. Just like the show flies by, the commercial times fly by. But a lot can happen in like a minute or two. So we have already boosted our ratings. We have 7 listening confirmed. Angie's on board.
Angie is listening.
Thank you, Angie. We love you. See you tomorrow night. All right. So this part I really kind of want to toss to the two of you to talk about, but in our meeting,
I'm good at catching.
Okay. In our meeting where we were kind of brainstorming about things, Alan, just because of the human being that you are always so considerate about things, and I know I'm not supposed to say compliments, but can't help it sometimes.
Angie's rolling her eyes right
sometimes
now.
Sometimes you're a good guy. That you had wanted to help local businesses and small businesses, locally owned businesses, you know, have a shot to be on here and talk about their business or their history or what they've done. And as our amazing marketing person here,
Makes
magic happen. We just come up with these willy-nilly, just randomly say something and poof, clap,
yeah, we come out with these crazy ideas and then she brings about, and this is what we can do, and somehow comes out of it with exactly what we intended to happen. So we really appreciate Tiffany.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Yes. So, if you need creative genius, call Tiffany.
Thank you. Okay, you're making me blush now.
So, Tiffany, do you want to, and Alan, I'm going to let you guys take this over and talk about our new segment that we'll be having each week.
Well, I want to kind of discuss, the engine, what got it started, and it really was the blessing that we had last week to bring on the Premier Insurance family. You know, what I would say is a lot of people do business at local businesses or other businesses or whatever, but yet they don't ever get to know the guy behind the counter or the struggles or things like that. And you know, I think it's important to introduce the people behind the scenes. Because speaking from experience, starting a business is difficult, and you don't do it for the money. Yes, we're here to take care of our family, we do our community, those things, but you have to because you have a passion for it. And when you look at the local community, you see these businesses stepping up, and we're in Costco recently when they have their fund drive for, I believe, Dornbeck or one of the hospitals, and see all these business names who contribute, some of them substantially. And what I really envision is, like, let's take it a step behind that sign. Let's see the heart and soul of that business, which is the owner. And if we can show the passion that they have for our community and we can help them to drive customers, well, maybe we can keep another business open, and instead of consumers going to the internet, and understand that that business has a heart and soul versus the cold feeling of the internet. So that was kind of my, desire behind it. And then, like I said, we threw it to Tiffany, and she made it all happen. We come up with the ideas and say, okay, what can we do? And she made it happen. So share with us kind of where we're at today on that.
Oh, well, thank you so much. You guys are so sweet. And I have to say, Shannon, you are one of my most favorite people to bounce ideas from. So a lot of the evolution of the creative, ideas that are brought to the table are definitely, it's a team effort to get there. So thank you for being that.
Thanks for being part of the team.
Oh, yes. It's a great team to be a part of.
Yes,
I'm happy.
It is.
I'm happy to be a part of it. So what we are going to introduce is a segment to your queue. So each week, and it's going to be called Business Buzz. So Business Buzz is going to be a segment that focuses on locally owned and operated businesses in Douglas County. This is super exciting because it goes hand in hand with the mission of your queue, celebrating, uplifting, and educating Douglas County. And like you said, Alan, the people behind the businesses really are the passion and the heart and soul of them. And that's so important for our community. And we actually found the perfect partner as a sponsor for this segment. And I'm super excited to announce that Umpqua Survival will be the sponsor for the Business Buzz. And they're just absolutely perfect for it. Umpqua Survival is such a great community partner. Every month they have a gun raffle. All of the money is always distributed to nonprofit organizations that help our community directly in so many different areas of the community. And so that is super exciting.
They are locally owned and operated.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, and I was really happy to hear that they've decided to join the family, because they epitomize exactly what Premier Insurance Group, the Q, everything represents. You know, if you've been to a fundraiser local, and I've been to quite a few, it is amazing how often they're there. You know, that Umpqua Survival is there, participating, donating, and exactly kind of the type of business that does so much for our community without seeking the spotlight.
Yeah.
And so I was excited to be able to bring them and shine a little bit of light. And I know they're not calling for it. And those are the businesses we're really searching for, which those guys that just do it just because. And Umpqua Survival is one of those. So
yes.
We're really excited about this partnership.
Absolutely. And it is just, it's going to really be a great opportunity for local businesses to come in here and share their stories. And yeah, what better of a partner than Umpqua Survival to be a part of that? So that's super exciting.
Oh, and especially you're a passionate Second Amendment person.
Right.
You know, it's the adult's toy store to go in there and see what they have in there each week. It's always a fun trip when I just like, oh, I got to run an errand and the girls know where I'm going. Sneaking out to Umpqua Survival, you know. So,
yeah, I just feel like the partnership is perfect. I mean, I don't even know another word to say than that. Mm-hmm. It just, that's my word that comes to my mind, because it is so aligned. We are so aligned in, you know, thought, word, and deed. And so it's just, I don't know, it seems so natural. So I'm super excited that you got made that happen and are
it's all about
announcing it today, actually.
Yep. Absolutely. So and that is really what it's all about. And I think that's, you know, what the show is about too. Partnerships, building partnerships in our community is key to helping our community thrive. And so, yeah, I absolutely agree. The most perfect partnership. And let's just keep that domino effect going.
Yeah, I'm really excited because they also are going to do weekly.
Yes,
that.
That's a huge part of it. Thank you, Shannon.
I'm cueing you.
Oh my gosh,
yeah. Tiffany.
So yes, it is. So not only are they're putting their heart into this, they're actually going to bless you guys, you listeners here on your queue, with a $25 gift certificate every week to win. So what's going to happen is we'll have an enter to win box at Umpqua Survival each week. You have to, this is your cue.
Yes, your
so
cue.
You get down to Umpqua Survival, put in for the drawing, and then you could be one of the lucky winners that are announced here on your cue each and every week.
And I've already been told I can't win.
I can't win either.
You're always a winner, both
of
you.
Well, I'm always, you know, that's why I'm always there shopping and spending money. I thought, well, hey, but not Shannon. Negated that idea of mine, as she does so often, you know. Well, if you've never been into Umpqua Survival, I encourage you to do so. I mean, even if you're not into the guns or anything like that, it's a great place to just to go learn. And like I said, you know, I'm no firearms expert, and to be able to go in there and share ideas and you know, have them explain to you, it's a fantastic place. You definitely don't feel out of place when you walk in there. It's definitely a family there as well.
Yes, it is. And they have amazing merchandise as well. If maybe you're not, into guns and hunting and whatnot, they also have self-defense classes, which nobody is out of that loop. Everybody needs that education. And so, and they have many other classes that are very, that are very good for, learning safety and
I learned when I was in there last time that the owner had another business producing their own high quality survival food, and mm-hmm. picked up some of that myself. It was incredible stuff. So, and it's locally made. There's another thing. It's locally made, local products. So we know what's going into it. So, supporting all the good things that they're doing for our community. So, really encourage everyone to step out, get to know all the people over there at Umpqua Survival.
I have a feeling they're going to be now.
I hope so. you'll see me there.
I'm excited. I'm really excited to announce and see what happens and, who wins each week. And that'll be a new element, a new component, something new and fresh and, again, evolving. And we're doing it with a locally owned and operated company that's community-minded in the same way. Mm-hmm. And so I just am super excited for this segment and very glad they did it. So thank you, Umpqua Survival, for, I almost want to say, believing in the mission, because that's what I feel like we have here is this mm-hmm. mission to make our community lighter and brighter and bring the light into the darkness.
Well, and that's exactly it, and just kind of like we first envisioned, these are good people already doing good things. And so to partner with them and many others in our local business, it just fits our platform, and I'm really excited to bring them aboard.
It's a great way to kick off the new year.
I know.
It really is, yeah. It's super
exciting.
This
will be next Thursday.
I know. It's crazy.
We need to get a box out there. Let's
yes,
do
we
this,
do.
People. This is all exciting.
That's so exciting.
Super exciting. As you can tell, this has kind of all happened in a short amount of time. I mean, there was a lot of thought into yay or nay or go or don't or this or that, but all of this happening has been really day by day just evolving so rapidly. It's been wild. So this is all exciting news, and we just learned this ourselves, who our partner was going to be, even though we are thrilled and love it, and it almost feels like it's kind of just destiny.
Another Christmas gift for sure.
Yeah
And now everyone has a chance to be gifted every week, and I think, and not just with the gift certificates, but also the local businesses now that get to come in and share their story and with the community. And so it's awesome. I'm also, Shannon, I have to say that there's a part of my heart that is so happy that you're staying on your queue and that this whole thing just kind of blossomed once again, and I just look forward to everything that the new year has in store.
I'm just walking in faith.
Well, sometimes the Lord just keeps dragging us along, making us do the right thing.
Yep. It's like pointed in the right direction. Well, we're going to take a break. It's that time again. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes with your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
I couldn't make it through a show without giggling or laughing or talking about something and going over into when we're supposed to be on the radio. Maybe someday I'll get it all down. Oh, good gravy. Okay. Well, we talked about exciting news about the Umpqua Survival and being the sponsor for the segment Business Buzz.
She actually remembered.
I'm going to have to learn that.
Yeah.
Luckily, Tiffany takes great notes and copious notes and remembers these things, because I just...
Except for my notes were in two different places. I'm like, what was that? Shannon's like, what was that name that we came up with? And I'm like, okay, it's not in these notes. And I had to like shuffle around.
Organized chaos. That's
yes,
what we
yes,
call
exactly.
It.
It's beautiful.
One of the also important things about having local... stores and businesses on locally owned and operated, I should say, is the fact that if we're spending our money locally, more of that money stays here locally, and we're helping our own economy. And we can't control all around the world or even around the U.S. or anything like that, but we can help our own little corner of our own little world, as they say. And that's really important. And I think that if we can just even change a mindset in our seven people, or, you know, 1,000 people or whatever, to really think about that, it's like, make a conscious effort. I know we just got through Christmas, but it's like, make a conscious effort for this next month. Start with 1 month. Make this your New Year's resolution. Let's challenge Douglas County to do that. Let's all make this our New Year's resolution, to as much as we can shop local, spend local, eat, play, and enjoy local.
Well, absolutely. You know, and let's be selfish about it.
Okay.
All right. Because, well, there's always that stigma, it costs so much more. And I found that not to be true. But the reality is, even if it's a little bit more, think about this. Who are the businesses that are promoting the little league teams doing it? It's those local peoples. So guess what? You're getting your money back. You know, you know, I don't want to take away from some of the big box stores who do a lot, but they don't do nearly as much as local businesses. And the other reality is, if you go to a local store and you spend a little bit more, and I'm sure many of us have had this experience, and you have an issue, and I've had it where something was out of warranty by a month. You know, it was 13 months, and everything seems to break the day after the warranty. Well, that local business kind of manipulated this, you know, finagled the system to do the right thing. And you don't get that at the big box store, because your name and number, and you especially don't get that on the internet. And so in the end, you end up saving money, you know, and not only that is the resource for the educational aspect. You know, sure, you can buy your plants from a big box store, but if you go to a Wintergreen Nursery or Magnolia Farms and be able to get that education along with it, I mean, people pay for that education, and they're giving that to us for free. And then, Shannon, then you won't kill all your plants if you actually get. So, again, you save money. So it is a win-win, you know. We have money staying in the community, and we're all better off because of it. Because, I mean, these businesses are the ones who are quietly raffling off a gun once a month, or donating to charity auctions, or donating to a lot of things that we saw at Christmas, you know, the Make-A-Wish, those kind of things. So,
or just the people out in the community volunteering their time to good causes that, you know, really improve community stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's why it's win-win-win if we all kind of make an effort, even if it was 5%. If we kept 5% of our funding local, how many jobs is that? And guess what? Those are the businesses that grow, build more buildings, pay more taxes, which supports our schools. So it continues to pay dividends down the line. And so I'm really excited to spotlight those heroes, and they are heroes. I mean, I don't consider myself a hero for starting a new business, because I personally was blessed with amazing people around me who made it a possibility. But it is a challenge, and to see, especially with where we were in the timber industry, they are heroes to come through that, you know, and stronger and be a vital part of our community.
And even some of the local restaurants to survive COVID so far is just nothing short of a miracle. Oh. And so it's like, to come back now, and if we can bless them tenfold, how wonderful would that be? I mean, you know me, I like to eat out and have lunch.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm blessing you tenfold, and my waistline's showing it. But I just feel so blessed to do that, and I often do it at locally owned and operated restaurants. I mean, I don't go to chains that often, but I, you know, it's just changing that mindset and saying, okay, if we're going to pick between this place and this place, okay, now I am actually going in my mindset to say, oh, well, what do you feel like? Okay, now I'm going to go to what's locally owned and operated.
Yep, exactly. And you know what's really amazing and so inspiring is the businesses that have actually begun during this hard, you know, difficult time. Some of these businesses, it's like we want them to succeed. We want to continue growing. I mean, our downtown, you know, area has just blossomed during this time. And it's like, wow, this is amazing. And such a reason to, you know, uplift them and support them.
Well, and I've always shared with people, you know, if you look over our the history of my history, having grown up in the area in the 80s, we've experienced a lot of challenging times. And it's kind of funny to hear about other states and cities talking about, oh, the sky is falling, we have 10% unemployment. And it's like, you know, for us, that was a good day, you know, where we were at. And so these businesses, you know, that have thrived in that have developed a lot of character. And I'm excited to highlight that and get to see and hear their stories and their triumphs. So, you know, it's going to be a fantastic opportunity.
And if you are a, you know, a locally owned business and you're going to go out and bless your employees with bonuses or gifts or something like that, let's start not going to Walgreens and pulling them off the, you know, the cart there or whatever. Yep. Go to a local restaurant. I know a doctor in town who did that during COVID because he knew the restaurants were struggling. And so he went around to a lot of restaurants that were locally owned and operated and bought gift certificates from them for later down the road just to help them get through that time at that moment. And, you know, so I think that there's so much potential to see this thing just take off and really make a difference in our community, you know, economically, just the spirit of it. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's just kind of being small town proud and taking that to the next level and putting our money where our mouth's at.
Yeah. And also for these business owners that can inspire each other with their stories.
I think
that'll be helpful too. Yeah.
I think sometimes when you know something about somebody and they become a person instead of a business, it makes a huge difference. Like, I want to support that business, or, you know, like one recently with, you know, the gentleman who was sick with the, and they had the food trucks. It's like, well, you want to go support that and you want to help them out during their time of need. And here's a local business. And I wouldn't have known that had it not been brought to my attention. So it's those type of things too, that we want to know. Do you know somebody in need, or do you have something, or we want to know your personal story. And I feel like we want the story behind the store.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. It's like, we want to know the people behind the business, the, you know, the people that opened the doors and turned that open sign for the first time. We want to hear your stories. So if you are interested in being on the Business Buzz in the segment, you know, we're only going to have so many for the whole year, which is kind of sad. But please email us. You can reach us on Facebook at premierinsurance.com. You can email me at shannon@prmrins.com. And we'll try to go through these, and I promise I'll respond to each and every one of you, and we'll just try to do the best we can to get who on here that we can in that. It's sad that we're limited because I'm so excited for it, but, you know, there's only 52 weeks in a year, and not all of those are Thursdays, and then the Umpqua Survival will be on, you know, each month too. So, you know, we do have those limited spots, but
we'll get to you all eventually.
We'll get
if
there.
This dream is what we see, we're not going anywhere. We'll reach everyone out. And you don't have to just be in Roseburg. If you're in South County, in Canyonville,
absolutely,
Yoncalla, please reach out to us. Their stories are inspirational, and we want to hear them and share them and put a face behind those names.
So if a business owner does want to take part, or maybe somebody that wants to pass this along to a business owner that they know, how would they go about doing that?
Honestly, I think they just reach out and email me, and we'll just start a dialogue. Or
awesome.
This is going to evolve. We're going to actually start a part on our website for it. But like I said, this has evolved kind of quickly. And so we'll prepare for that in the future. And like Alan said, this will grow and it will be something. We'll try to get to everybody. But
yeah, just Google Premier Insurance. That seems to be Shannon's answer to forgetfulness. Just Google Premier Insurance. email, phone, whatever it'll be
listed. You can Facebook message us because there's several of us that see that. I don't want to inundate the gals out front with more
message,
calls.
Message in a bottle, pigeon, whatever it takes. Get us that message.
Premier Insurance.
Yeah.
Find us. 672-9414, but don't call. Email me.
What is the best email address? I don't know if you said that or not. But
yes.
Oh, so you did.
I did.
Oh,
so it's Shannon@PRMRINS.com. That's me. And send it, and again, we'll look through them, and we'll just try to reach out and see what we can do. Maybe there's a better time of the year, but I really think, I truly do believe in my soul, because I feel like we're onto something. I get that itching and the twitching when we're onto something, that this is going to be something that people really want to partake of, and those weeks are going to go quick. So if there's a time of the year that's really special to you, or you're celebrating an anniversary like we did, Alan had his 25th this year, then do that.
But, or like a grand opening would be cool too, like a brand new business. That would be cool.
Yep.
Well, absolutely. We're already ready for another break. Oh, actually, we're not ready, but it's time for one. So I guess we have to pay the bills. So we'll be back in just a moment. This is Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. And once again, I'm talking too much during the commercial break. Shockeroni. Well, what we want to touch on our last few minutes, this part always goes by so fast.
It's amazing.
So it's just like, ooh, we're already done? Is another original mission of the show was to help people. And so we did have some people reach out, not many, and it was through Facebook, like if they had a need or wants are different than needs. So I want to be kind of clear on that. Yeah. But if you have a need and you're struggling to fill it, or a child that has a need, or you know somebody that's like Chris Newman with the Patriot Stump Grinding, who goes out and takes firewood to the veterans. It's like, if you know somebody that has a need, maybe we know somebody that could help fill it, or maybe it's something that we can fill. So I just really want to put that out there, because that was part of the original.
Oh, absolutely. And actually, it was one of the main ideas when we were working on this. And I think it's a fantastic time. You know, it's we like to do things when we want to, but most of the time it's in the Lord's time. So I think this is His time. Because we've all just witnessed the daily, you know, gift giving on the radio, and how did that make us feel? And how many of us said, oh, geez, I wish I partook in that. Well, we're going to take that energy, and we're not going to let that die. We're going to keep going and building on that and touch people. Because it is amazing, you know, just a little bit that we did connecting people who could help people with those in need, that there was an absolute overabundance of businesses and people who wanted to do something. I mean, we had businesses coming up to us offering to do things that we didn't have the need yet. So,
right. With the parade, that was just like, boom. You said something on the radio and people are like, I can get behind that.
Absolutely. And the reality is, if somebody asked you to help someone else in need, 99% of us would do it if we were able. You know, and so there's going to be a lot of people going through troubles every day. It's life, but we can show that you're truly not alone in this community, as mm-hmm. this community shows. And so this is the part I'm most excited and passionate about, and I really think this is going to take off. But the problem is we can't do it. We need you. We need your help. We need you reaching out and letting us know how we can help you. So please
again,
do that.
Send us your emails. Send us, you know, if you know of somebody in need, it could be something small and it could be something grander. It's like, you know, it's just, that's what we're here for. We're here to uplift. We're here to support. We're here to care for. We're here to bring light into the darkness. And the one thing that to me, when I think of light, hope is the word that comes to me when I think of light. And Pastor said that in his sermon, was like, what words do you think of? But for me, it was hope, because if there's light, there's always hope. And so that's what we want to do, is just bring hope to somebody, can that you're not alone, like Alan said, and that we're here to weather the storm.
Well, absolutely. You know, and the thing is yeah, we may not be able to buy you a new home. We may not be able to do these big things, but maybe we can do a little thing and instill a little hope, joy, and love. And from that, just throw in a lifeline that, you know, you're not alone, and we're here for you. And we'll, hey, if it's nothing more than a shoulder to cry on, we can deliver that. So let's give a spark year round. Let's keep this flame alive that we've seen that was started through the holidays.
Well, and also just connecting people with resources is sometimes, you know, absolutely, really a huge help to people who are struggling. And we are community minded, and there's lots of connections. If you know somebody who's struggling, that would be, you know, a great place to start.
And that's the thing about the show is, you know, we're all connected in the community in different ways and with different people. And so our networking power is actually pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think so. And so it's like, we may not have the answer. We may not have the tool at that time, but we have the resources and we have the networking to try to help in some way, whatever that may be. And so that's just a passion. And that was a really big part of it for Alan too, that he's like, this feels good in my heart to be part of this and to do this. And so, you know, love to see that also come to fruition, where we're out there helping others and supporting and lifting each other up.
Well, absolutely. You know, if we all just each one reach one, we can light a spark that'll turn into a flame that the whole community will be able to see.
Yep.
This is super exciting.
Yeah.
So we've talked about the new Q for 2022. That's going to be our slogan for the day.
That's beautiful.
And so please send your emails again. This time of year, I can handle it. So Shannon@PRMRINS.com or Premier Insurance on Facebook. And we would love to hear from the businesses, from the citizens. Let us know what you want to hear and how we can help.
And please be safe over New Year's. Please don't drink and drive.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you, Tiffany, for being on with Alan and I today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Everybody have a blessed New Year's, and we will be back here next Thursday with your first business buzz.
Next year, that's right.